Bless you this morning. It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord again to commemorate the resurrection of our Lord. And I would like to read from the book of Malachi chapter 4 this morning. Just standing in for our brother David. He was supposed to be doing Sunday school today, but because of sickness, his whole house has been affected, so let us remember our brother in prayer. Malachi chapter 4, from verse number 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once more, Lord, for bringing us into your house this morning. Thank you for keeping us safe, Lord, and watching over us. Lord, we thank you for these things. Bless us now as we look into these scriptures for this Sunday school class. Lord, we pray that it will benefit someone, some way. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated down, saints. I don't know if that clock is correct, but seems like we've already lost 7 minutes or so. So I suppose we will have to look at it and see if the time is correct on that. And also in the book of Matthew chapter 7, from verse number 24, I'd like to read the words that Jesus spoke as he finished this great lesson on the mount. And he says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And I had a good experience of this particular thing when I was growing up young. When I visited my mother's village for holiday, my uncle was going to pay his bride price, so we had to go with the cattle that were part of the bride price for quite a long distance. We left around 4 a.m. with those cattle traveling to that area, and we got there about 7, 8 p.m., walking all day. I was just a little fella like this. So when we got to the in-laws' place, they had prepared a small little house for us who were bringing all these things. And it was just a house they put quickly together, you know. The sons-in-law are coming to pay the bride price. So they put a little house quickly there and roofed it the same day, you know, a mud house with a thatch roof. And we were so tired, we get there, they show us, this is your house, our Kwasha, you know, sons-in-law. And we went in there, I was so happy to be sitting down. And they were cooking food for us, you know. And it so happened that it began to rain. And it rained so hard, it started to leak in the house. And it was leaking so much. And while we were sitting in there trying to go into one corner to hide away from this rain that was leaking into the house, the whole side where we had gone to just was swept by the rain, you know. It happened so suddenly, it changed so quickly, and the whole house quickly was gone. So when we just arrived there, we are sons-in-law, you are supposed to behave a certain way. And so quickly we were like, what do we do now? I was a little guy, my uncle was grown up. And he said, let's go hide under the roof of that other house, you know. So we were just sitting there, you know, in the rain. And then they came to give us food. And this lady comes in, she stands in front and she was like, she's looking for the house, you know. It was gone. And that's building your house without a foundation on it. So it has always held such a thing for me to read this place where Jesus says, a man that builds his house without a proper foundation is a foolish man. Because you have had a chance to build, but you are just maybe not diligent enough to do it the right way. And when the storms of life come, they beat that house and it fell suddenly. And great was the fall of that house. And we are all building something. And we are all building a certain foundation. And what you want to make sure is you are building your life upon the very right foundation that cannot be swept away when the winds of life come. Because come they will. Every single one of us will experience something along in their life that is going to shake the very foundations upon which your faith is built. In the message, the prophet read these very scriptures in the message, the oncoming storm. And he says, Jesus was speaking here of a coming storm which has got to strike every man and every woman that's born in the world. I think that if we were to ask Brother Eli and Sister Bibish this morning what they think about this scripture, they would tell you and they will say a big amen. That there can be storms that can come and shake everything. That if your house is not built on the right place, it can sweep you away. I remember when we were out there in Czech and Brother Eli was talking on the phone with his wife, and I was standing over there and I could see that something is going on. So he came to me and he says, look, brother. And I looked on that video call. Oh, she was very sick. I said, no, brother, we've got to do something here. And things began to move. The saints went there to help the sister, but all through the day, just me seeing what the sister was going through, I was saying to Brother Eli, brother, I don't know if it was you, if it was me, I don't know if I could be as calm and collected as you are right now, because that was quite something. But I so much appreciated the foundation of faith that we are building our lives upon. Because there is no way a normal man could be calm under those circumstances unless you are standing on a sure foundation of the Word of God. And we can see now that that storm has passed and the house is still standing. We thank the Lord for that. But there's a storm that is coming that's going to strike every man and every woman that's born in the world. There is just no way out of it. That storm will strike you sometime or the other, and it depends on what kind of a foundation that you have, whether your house will weather it or not. So when this storm comes, and it will come, it depends what foundation you have built your house upon. And we read in the book of Malachi chapter 4 there, where it speaks about a day that is coming for this world. this world has got a storm that is also coming, and we can all sense and we know that it's long overdue because of the things that we see that are happening in the world today. Terrible, terrible things that we can tell. These are red lights that are showing us that the Lord has got to judge this place one of these days. Because when we look in the scriptures and we see what happened in the days of Sodom and all the goings on that went over there, it is happening now today again. When we look in the days of Noah and we see what the people did there, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage and all those things, the very same conditions are existing in the world today. There are people in the world today that have unrestrained violence against other people for no reason at all. Literal young boys, 12 years old, being charged with the crime of murder, just coming out of the house with a knife and kill somebody, a random person. I mean, this is not normal, what is going on here. But because we are in it, we have become desensitized a lot to a lot of this violence. But it is not normal what is going on. And when the Lord looks upon it, I suppose he is standing there saying, if I can find five righteous, I will spare the whole city for the sake of those five. But it's coming to a place where the only people that you find that are sane is what you find among us believers here. So it's definitely pointing to this day coming, that the destruction of the world is soon upon us. And that's a great storm that's going to come upon you and me. And people are preaching about it, telling us, preaching about it, standing on the ark of the door, prepare ye, because the coming of the Lord is near. And that's very good when we can pay heed to such a warning, because it's definitely coming. But what happens when we don't pay heed to such a warning? This little story in the same message that the prophet speaks about, he read it in a newspaper somewhere that in the place in Florida, over there in America, they usually get these typhoons and storms that come. And when they come, they destroy everything in the way. They just twist up everything. So the people are always listening out to the weathermen to hear whether there's a storm in the way or not. And the people do prepare. They build storm shelters so that when the storm is coming, they can go into the storm shelter and it can destroy everything else and pass. Then they emerge out of that storm shelter. And I thought it was a very beautiful analogy of what we are doing here. That we are hiding ourselves in the storm shelter of Jesus Christ because we know there's an oncoming storm that is coming. And when the Lord Jesus Christ stands on the mount and begins to teach the people, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are this and that, when you have something against you, go and make it right, and everything that he was teaching, then he says, whoever listens to these words, I liken that person to a wise man. That when you hear these things and you prepare yourself and you take heed, you're a wise person. Because there's a storm that's coming, and when that storm comes, it will find your house built on a solid foundation. But if you don't, and you don't pay heed to the warnings that are going forth everywhere today where the message is preached, people are being warned about these things, and you choose not to pay attention. What a sad thing. He says, there was a man over there in that area. He was a Christian man. And he was always on the lookout, listening to the weather for these storms. And he heard on the radio that there's a great storm that was going to pass their way. Being a good neighbor as he was, he ran to his neighbor's farm. The man was raising chickens. And he tells him and he says, there's a storm that's coming. Why don't you put all your chickens in your storm shelter? Then you and your family can come to me and hide with me in my storm shelter, because it's going to twist everything on the way through here. That man, the chicken farmer, he laughed at him. He laughed at him. And he says, I won't get excited over some radio news. They have been saying storms are coming and they don't. That's what's been going on. That this day of the Lord is coming one of these days. And people are saying, it's been preached for 2,000 years and what, the world will continue as it is. But the farmer man says, what if it comes? What if the storm comes? He says, why don't you at least just let your children come? He says, my children will live according to the way I live. My wife will live according to the way that I live because I'm the boss around here. What a sad, sad thing. That man went back to his own storm shelter. And the prophet says, then suddenly. He says, suddenly the storm clouds came. And he says, all of a sudden, the clouds were upon him before they knew it. That's the way judgment strikes. It comes so sudden, you wonder how it can get there so quickly. Things can change in life so quickly, you wonder, how did things change? The whole foundation where you are standing on can be pulled away in a moment like that. And you wonder how quickly things have changed. All of a sudden, you find yourself making life and death decisions. They stand and look at you and say, the only hope here is we have to cut you open and do this and that and that. And you're like, an hour ago I was having fellowship with the saints. And how come I'm in this situation now? Things can change so suddenly. But how good it is when they change and you are standing on a sure foundation. That's a good thing. But when you are not prepared and you have been dilatory in preparing and you just don't pay heed to warnings and things change like that, all of a sudden, I'm telling you, don't come to that place because you think I will make it right the last minute. You might not have a last minute, you know. You might not be like the thief on the cross. He had a chance to make things right, but you might not. The prophet in the same message speaks of this African boy who had found a job with these loggers in the kitchen, and there was an old lady there that was the chef. And the storm came. All of a sudden it came. And the woman was saying, son, come to my side. And he said, I went over there because I was scared. And the prophet says, the woman says to him, son, are you saved? Are you ready to meet your maker? Because you could meet him in 5 minutes from now. He says, I got really scared. And the woman says, let's pray now and make ready because we might meet our maker. He says, I was even scared to pray. It can happen like that. That moment that you thought yes, but because you have not paid heed to the warnings all this time, then that time comes upon you suddenly. Then you are afraid, you are scared to even pray. It was God's grace that he got another chance and went to church and prayed and made his life right. But this man, he laughed at his neighbor and the neighbor went to the storm shelter. Then the storm came. Suddenly it just changed so quickly. There wasn't now any more time to bring his children to the storm shelter. And they say the body of that man was never found. But what was very sad is when the storm came, the wife, she listened to her husband and the water was rising. She had to go on the roof of the house with her children. And she was on that roof now. The snakes were also looking for a place to hide from the rising water. They went on that roof too. And she had to watch her children being beaten like that until they died. And when they found her body on that roof with her children, the snakes had beaten her so much because she listened to her husband. Sometimes it can be like that. But if they had paid heed to this warning and taken note of it, they could have done something to hide in the storm shelter. It's very, very sad. But how this came to me, and it's been on my mind ever since, is that one of the days when we were in Czech Republic, and we were up there with the children doing our lesson, and there were some deacons sitting there and some sisters that were translating and so forth. And after the meeting was finished, that particular meeting, this brother deacon came to me and he said, "Brother Will, do you speak to your son in that way, the way you were speaking to the children upstairs?" I said, "Oh, brother, my son is only 3 years old, you know. I pray that I will speak to him like that when he is grown up a little." And he held my hand. And he said, "Brother, I wish I had spoken to my sons the way you were speaking upstairs. But I just didn't know. And now it's too late. The storms of life have come and hit my children, and they had no foundation at all. Now it's only the grace of God to bring them back." I said, "My, how we take so much for granted what we are doing right here. How we take so much for granted the Bible studies that we have. And things are being given out and warning after warning. Prepare your family, prepare your children for this." And then the storms of life come. You don't want them to hit your children without having set a right foundation for them. And that storm, the bigger storm, is coming when the day of the Lord is going to come. And it says it shall burn as an oven. Nothing that is standing will stand when that happens. That's a big storm that's going to hit this world that we are living in. But the righteous shall escape. And there's a preparation that we are going through. Day by day it's preached to us. Day by day we have access to read from the scriptures to take heed of these things. Because Jesus says it's going to happen. One of these days. He says you don't know the day or the hour that he comes. But it will happen. And you will be surprised how quickly it will happen. On that day when the Lord comes, people will go to the stadium to support their favorite soccer team. People will wake up to go to work. People will go to the bank to get a loan that they want to repay over the next 5 years. Things will just continue on as normal, but suddenly it will happen. And then the Lord comes and meet with us in the air, and we are gone. Then you'll be like, "Ah, I always knew that brother was fake. He didn't come to church today. Ah, he must have gone somewhere. I knew it. Then this one, I think that one went to holiday." You will have a good excuse for every single person in here. Maybe Brother Max will say, "My car is giving me trouble, saints. Pray for me." And then you don't see him on Sunday and you say, "Ah, yeah, yeah, he must be having trouble with his car." But it's gone, because God is a very orderly Lord. Everything happens in good order. There will be no cars crashing in the road. There will be a very good reason why my neighbors will not find me. They will know that he must have gone somewhere. But no, we are gone. Just like that. It pays to prepare. Then you wake up that day and all of us are gone. You are left. What do you do then? You run to the church. Nobody's got keys. It pays to take heed. Don't be like this woman here. She had the warning. She listened to her husband. Don't be like that husband. He had the warning. He laughed at it. And then the storm came and destroyed everything in its path and killed her and her children and the husband. That's a very sad thing. And it was on my heart. I wanted to deliver it just so we can think about these things, that when we come here, the Lord is trying to reach out to us and say something to help us to prepare. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercies upon us and these things that we speak, Lord. Father, sometimes people may wonder why we repeat the same thing over and over and over again. But there's something in us, Lord, like this good Christian neighbor. We know there's a storm that's coming, and that when it comes, it's going to burn everything in its path, Lord. But we are thankful that you have made a way of escape for us. And we're standing here calling to every person that we can come into the ark to be saved. So we pray, Lord, that you give us strength to keep standing until the very last minute, to never tire of calling out, Lord, and asking your people to come into the ark that they may be saved, Lord. Grant us the grace tonight, this afternoon, even as we go into song service, We pray, Lord, that you minister to us, Lord, and that when you bring the word, Father, that you speak once more to us to help us prepare for that time. We commit our brethren that are not here. Many have traveled. Be with them. Bless them. Some are sick, Lord, at home. We think of Brother David and his family this morning. Our sister Bibish back home, we thank you for her. Lord, may you undertake for each and every one of us. We commit this day now into your hands for your glory in Jesus' name.